Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Beyond Adventure Podcast. We are here once again. I am Dan Olatiki, the keeper and author and sometimes editor of this podcast. And we are back with another episode. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be giving it to our cast right now to introduce themselves.
I am Sonny Fontanus, and I play Connor Young.
I'm Angie O, and I play Myra Lear.
I'm Joel O, and I play Ian McAllister.
I'm Taylor, and I play Belle Gomez.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on the study.
You have to start it up there.
Thank you for joining us, and we have another question once again for our campers here. What is your favorite 90s cartoon / show?
Wildcats for me. That's what I'm picking. Wildcats.
There's been so many reboots.
No, there's not.
Wildcats? There's been a couple of reboots.
Since when?
They came out with a new one, and then they came out with another one that got canceled.
It's like 2011 reboot.
Oh, that's like why. Anime. But that's why everything was.
And then there was the cartoon one that came out like a couple years ago that was canceled immediately, I think.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Prove it.
You,
me,
and my dog Blue.
Do we need to come back to you?
Yeah, let's come back to you. Let's see what you guys think.
Cartoon, right?
Cartoon as it / show. So you.
Also, oh, the show
as long as it's from the 90s.
But does the show have to be like animated, or
no,
it can be like real people?
Show. So it would be anything in general.
Because I had Rugrats in mind, but now I want to change it to Kenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel from All That?
Yeah. But well, they just had a show, Keenan
yeah.
and Kel.
And then mine is Sailor Moon. Keep it simple.
One of my favorites, I would say, was Metabots. That was my favorite.
That's an anime.
Mm-mm. I said cartoons, not show.
Well,
but yeah,
actually,
I'm saying that is a very good anime.
Well, most people would say Pokemon, too, and Pokemon is considered an anime to most people.
Anime.
Same thing like Zatch Bell.
Oh, dang it, bro.
I'm not regretting it.
I said Metabots.
No. Zatch Bell was early 2000s. It was not 90s.
Or Yu-Gi-Oh! Too.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was 1998.
Yeah, it was 98.
Wait.
Still 1990s.
I'm just saying.
Boy, if I could use my phone on this podcast, I would definitely look that up, but I can't.
Funny story with Metabots. I was lonely for a time, so my imaginary friend was Metabee from Metabots.
You didn't tell me that.
I was lonely for a time.
Joel's in the background like,
he didn't want to talk to me.
I was alone for a minute.
I used to be a happy kid.
Oh, you
that wasn't that an O.
Is used to be the key word here?
What's my other thing? He's going down on himself.
Yeah, because I'm not a kid anymore. I'm happy and grown man.
That was a whole lie.
Yo, the hesitation was so
lie. This man goes, I'm happy. And a grown man. Lying ass.
Okay, are you guys ready for camp?
Yee.
Let's go.
Yep.
Wait, what was yours?
Huh?
What was yours?
Yeah.
Before we're ready for camp, what was yours?
We'll be right back.
You put me on the spot now.
Dale.
Winnie the Pooh.
Ronin Kenshin,
there we go.
No.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I was never big into Ronin Kenshin.
Oh, what is that? That one show, Big O?
Totally
Big
Spies.
O. I mean,
I should have said that too.
That was 2000s.
Vegas XLR was good, but I think that's early 2000s.
Roly-poly-oly.
Vegas XLR was a good
one. That was very good. No, here's the thing, right? Is Courage 90s?
Yes.
Courage is 90s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Late 90s.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, late 90s.
Okay, Courage. Is that your final answer?
Hold on,
you do a great courage.
To clarify, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yes.
Sorry, yes. Courage the Cowardly Dog, airing on Cartoon Network.
Period. Based on a true story, actually.
7 p.m.
We don't need all that.
7 p.m. PST.
You want to hear his courage?
Oh, yeah, give us your courage.
So here's the thing, right? I don't do it on the spot.
I know. I'm sorry. I embarrassed him.
I'm not a human being, okay?
Can we go to camp now?
I'm not just
I feel like if someone...
I think everybody's ready for camp now.
I feel like if someone threw a snack on you, you'd be like, yeah, let's do it. Right.
Threw a snack on you.
Okay, let's go. Okay, to recap what we left, where we left off last time, not last week, because it's been a while since we recorded.
Very long since we recorded, actually.
We left off that Connor and Adam were at the lake, and they were attacked, and they survived, but they saw something into the water, and that kind of, like, messed up Adam West.
Yep.
But they were able to save him. He's alive. They're walking back towards camp. Our other campers, because they decided to split up on me, decided to go to the library to get some extra points because all of them wanted to get extra pins.
Did we?
And they discovered a secret door. Mm-hmm. And you guys chose to enter this door.
Did we?
Yes. Wow. And this is where we are going to start. As you all enter the secret door you found in the library, you feel the air get cold and stale with the smell of decay.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, no.
Wow.
Myra, roll spooky stuff.
No. I gotta get anything from that.
10.
I mean, if you cover it like that, it looks like a 1. It's a 10.
Do you want to use your luck? Or
no,
you
no, okay. It's fine. It's spooky.
So
I don't have much.
What, since you failed, you feel goosebumps creep up the back of your neck. Your breath seems to slow. Like you may be having a little trouble breathing.
That's what I said.
You continue through the tunnel and see a small light reaching through a crack from the ceiling. Like a small beam of light being strangled by the darkness in the small room. I want you guys to walk into the room and roll notice stuff, not you.
I know.
How come I was the first one to enter this room?
No, you were behind somebody.
Apparently you had the hottest breath.
I did not notice a thing. You want us all to roll notice
stuff?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Nope.
That's no.
You all failed?
Yeah,
oh, I'm too cold and I can't breathe.
So what are you gonna do now?
Ignorance is bliss on this one.
I'm gonna do this.
Very much so.
We're gonna notice stuff anyway.
You guys walk into a room.
Okay.
And there is a singular bookshelf with one book on it, and it seems to call out to you guys, all of you. It seems to whisper in your ear, "Read me. Read me." What would you guys like to do?
Not read it.
Did you just tease the book? Joel just took the book
right,
and teased
I'll be,
it.
Right here in front of
I'll be courageous enough and I'll grab said book. Well,
wait,
I'm sorry.
On,
yeah.
Before you grab it, you all need to roll Constitution.
Damn.
Bro.
Damn.
Pass.
Mama got a 1.
I got a 9.
You passed?
Yeah.
You passed? Evan?
It's either 69 or 64, but either way, I lose because I'm 60.
Okay, roll a 1d8. Sanity roll.
1d8.
Gus? Come here, I can give you mine if you'd like.
Yeah.
It's an 8-sided one? Is that
triangle? 8-sided. It's a.
I got it. Yeah.
4.
Okay. All right. So each one of you, since you pass, you only lose 1 sanity.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Lose 1?
You lose 1 sanity.
Why do we lose
you
sanity
lose
if we pass for Constitution?
Because Constitution means that you guys are rolling to protect your mind from something that's trying to get in.
Okay.
You guys passed.
Uh-huh.
Well, you still take 1 sanity because something tried to reach out to you that your minds cannot comprehend.
I don't like this.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
So, because, yes, you guys lose one sandy, he loses four.
Right.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Awesome. Nice.
So mark that on your sheet.
Mark it down.
Yeah, I did. No,
I
did.
Don't worry.
Cowboys won't say it eventually.
I want you guys, what would you guys like to do?
I mean, you said the book is calling out to us. Do I need a roll to find, to go towards it?
No.
Oh, then can I get this said book? And do I have to roll strength? Is it heavy?
Okay.
What are we dealing
with? Do you want to pick up the book?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
He sounds too excited, honestly.
Yes.
Roll fighting.
Yo,
to fight the book.
That's,
I mean,
so
strength and fighting at this
you're
point.
Throw the book against the wall as hard as you can.
Hmm.
Okay, if you are going to open this spell book, you must roll sanity, and pass or fail, you will get to open it. But you must roll. If you pass, you only take a 1d4 damage. If you fail, you take a 1d8 damage.
Forty-five.
Does it? Do you
I have
62. Oh, good job! Roll a 1d4 for me.
A 2.
So you lose 2 sanity.
Okay.
But you get this. Shoutouts to our producer.
You're holding it upside down.
Ow!
You get this.
Can I see where it is?
Nope.
Can I roll B sneaky so I can sneak that out?
Nope.
Okay.
You want it? Go ahead and roll, buddy.
Can I roll straight?
So, to explain what this is a book of spells. You can learn spells and spend magic points. Spells can be used throughout the game. But you won't know which are good or which are bad. Because there are good ones, there are bad ones.
He's a wizard.
You can choose one spell from this book.
There's so many spells.
I know.
Of course.
You guys can choose one spell from this book. But you have to roll the exact same thing that she did. Now,
damn.
If you do take 5 sanity damage or more, you get a phobia, thereby preventing you from learning the spell. Myra did not roll 5 sanity. She took 4 sanity. She was 1 away. So, I mean, no, you took 2, right?
Yeah. 2.
2. Okay, she took 2 sanity in 1 go. So she's fine. She cannot pick a spell from there and use it 1 time in the game. But I'm only giving you 1 spell each for whoever reads the spell, because most of these spells take up most of your magic points. Now, if there's a spell that you choose in there that takes a lot of magic points, you and another person can choose the same spell and get it and do the spell together.
Oh, that's cool.
But you guys can only do it together, which means you guys both have to pass that spell points.
Mm-hmm.
Magic took one.
But
magic 20.
Angie is the only one who can look at it right now, because she's the only one who is able to read it right now, because she took the sanity damage for it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the rest of you are more than welcome to look at it. Not you, Connor.
Because you're not present.
More than right, welcome to look in it, but you guys have to roll the same. But Myra is right now looking at the book. The rest of you roll notice stuff.
I'm not noticing a thing.
Ooh, 17.
Oh! You notice a pendant lying in the ground, on the ground. Mm-hmm. It's the left side of a best friend necklace.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Who's your best friend?
Right?
Here you go.
Don't do that.
Thanks. I'll let you
know. We have props, bro.
Oh, look at that.
But who's your best friend?
Right?
The three.
You also notice... a broken lever on the door, on the side of the door that you guys just entered, and a closet back door in the back, kind of shrouded in the darkness, so it's kind of hard to see. But it's old, a wooden door, very old, but it's there, closed. Whoa. And you notice that this pendant was kind of like around, like in the front of it, kind of.
Interesting.
What'd you guys like to do?
Who's your best friend?
We noticed that too. We noticed he got
to know.
That, right?
He knows.
No,
we noticed that he has that.
Oh, like, yeah.
Right.
What would you like to say?
What did you find, Evan?
Guys, you're not going to believe this. So, I found this pendant.
And you're just going to put it on?
Right? That's what I... Guys, you won't believe what just happened.
That's dirty.
I found this beautiful piece of jewelry.
And you know, by the way, it's a mood. It's also a mood.
Hold on.
It has like a mood color thing.
It's green. What does green mean?
Is it really?
It means peaceful.
Green means
peaceful. Oh, it's turning blue. It's turning blue.
Blue means happy.
Aww. Qué lindo.
Wait, let's see if it changes colors.
Listeners,
Connor,
just so you know,
Connor's making it black, by the way.
Yeah. Evan has just put the necklace around his own neck. The pendant that he found on the floor, he put it around his neck.
Gross.
Now, who's his...
So, guys, I found this weird pendant. It says Befree.
Befree.
Whatever that means.
It's Be Fry. Short for Friday.
Well, maybe. Is it Friday?
No.
Okay. So, I also noticed what seems to be a broken lever, and then some broken down old wooden door right there.
Tell us behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you can choose one. You have time to choose one spell from this whole entire book. Oh. So, this is kind of like homework.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, this is your summer reading homework.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one spell from this that you guys choose to have, and then you guys will let me know next episode which one you choose.
Okay. Well, in the meantime.
Oh, so I don't have to choose right now.
You don't have to choose right now. No.
Bippity boppity boo.
I'm so
the consequences
done.
Look like
okay, what do you guys like to do in this room?
I mean, I wanna turn back.
What do you wanna
see the pendant?
That's true. That's a good question.
No, I mean we kind of already exchanged that. You put it on after picking it up from the ground.
I mean, you guys wanna see it.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Well, did you wanna see it? I can
sure.
See it from here.
What do I have to roll?
You don't have to roll anything.
Yeah, no, roll fighting.
You have to strength to roll fighting. Bring it out of my hands.
Yo, she has a good question.
Roll fighting.
Bro.
Roll fighting.
I want to know who has the other half of that pendant.
So should we go deeper into the
like
into the cave? Like, I'm assuming it's a cave.
It's like an abandoned room with one book in it, a closet, and a broken lever.
Yeah, you think we can find the other half? Should we?
Maybe if we go through that door that I mentioned, that would be pretty cool.
That's fine.
Yo, lead the way then. Lead the way. Because I want to go back.
I'm being a little rude when I was bringing up the pendant.
Well, because you found it on the ground and you're going to just put it on like that?
Should we rock, paper, scissors for this?
You know what?
I don't want it.
No, Val's been the only person that's been nice to me. She didn't see the pendants, so of course I want it back.
Okay.
Great. It's green.
Okay, it's green right now?
It's blue.
Blue? Is are you colorblind? It's green.
Do you want to be happy, or what do you
is
want?
Is yours turning? Is it turning black now?
Black means stressed.
No, look, it's turning the deeper blue as I'm touching it.
You're squishing it, and you're causing it to change.
No. When Connor was touching you, it was turning black.
Stress.
See, look. It's a deeper blue.
I'm going to keep trying, too.
Nice.
Actually, that's almost purple, so that means excited.
Oh, look at that.
All right, let's find that extra the other half.
The color's almost matching your third. You're welcome.
Should I roll notice stuff?
I think we should roll.
Okay, you guys didn't. No, he pretty much. I would assume that he would tell you exactly what he saw, right?
Which I did.
But don't we want to go through the door?
Thank you, Myra.
So you guys want to go through the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Let's go there.
Go!
Okay. When you guys get to the door.
Okay, thank you.
Y'all see it's covered in thick cobwebs.
Oh, no.
Gluing the door shut. Roll strength check to open the door.
Oh, all of us?
Who wants a roll?
I mean,
I pass.
I forgot about that one.
Belle's
super strength.
Are we like the strongest characters in here?
You're good at fighting, but nothing else.
Oh, true. That's true.
I think it's is crazy.
I think it's giving female, okay. Hulk, you know, She-Hulk.
Or Schultz,
is
it like
the
collar?
Oh.
That was funny.
Alright, go ahead, Val. Open the door.
Alright, here we go. The door creaks open. The hinges scream and jar with all the rust building in place for so many years. Inside, you see a string hanging from the ceiling, covered in dust and barely hanging on.
Strings make noise.
The room seems to be engulfed in darkness, as if it is fighting off light, trying to hide what's inside. Would you guys like to pull the string?
No. Should we rock, paper, scissors on this?
Well, hold on a second.
Who's brave enough?
So,
Evan?
Here's the thing. Myra got that little funny book. I found a cute little locket, a door, and broken ratchet. I feel like there's someone else to keep.
I open the door.
You open the door. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
You don't have the strength to do that.
That's wild. She just rubbed it right in her face.
Oh, all right, you know what?
Oh, look, it's black.
I'm gonna pull that string.
Okay.
What do I have to do?
No, you just did it. Pull the string. The light seems to start to flicker and then illuminate. Crumbling against the back wall, you see a skeleton wearing a Camp Ebialos t-shirt and jeans. The bones are covered in small cobwebs. Insects seem to have made a home in what used to be its skull. Only partially its hair is left from its original owner, hanging off the right side. Roll a 1d4 sanity. All of you.
Okay. A d4, you said?
Yes.
One. Can I get it, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Wait, maybe this one's
one. One. Three.
Okay.
I'm so happy I'm not here with you.
Oh, wait.
What would you guys like to do now?
You say all that, but we're making discoveries.
Right.
I'm going to say I would like to roll d20 for sanity, just lose more sanity.
I want to approach the body.
Ooh. Okay, investigate. I mean, roll notice stuff.
Like a little critter.
I don't pass. Can I roll notice
roll
stuff?
Roll with advantage.
Oh, okay. Hmm. With the same one, right?
Yeah.
57.
Do you pass?
No, it's a 50 on my notice.
Can I roll?
Yep, you don't get advantage.
75. Oh, I'm not noticing a thing.
Roll on the stuff.
I was going to approach the body.
Sorry, I moved a little elephant.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Maybe.
You back?
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh, y'all are killing me. Where's Adam and Connor for this? Okay, because you pass, Evan, you seem to notice that maybe those jeans on the skeleton kind of look like Myra's jeans. Same trim.
How would I know this?
Because you look at the jeans.
What if he doesn't know the different cuts?
I just said he notices the trim.
Okay.
So he does.
I mean, Evan's not convinced.
Evan does have an eye for fashion.
What happens if Evan gets curious and wants to try them on?
That's weird.
That's going a little far.
Just saying, you never know.
So here's the thing. That's not what my character would do. Maybe Connor would do that in the situation.
I wonder what kind of buffs you'll get if you wear...
Jeans. Her pants has armor. Plus five armor.
All right, what would you guys like to do next?
Well, I feel like I should tell Myra that I think this skeleton has her jeans. But personally, before I tell her, I look at... Is she wearing jeans right now?
Yes.
Okay, I look at her jeans. Wait. No. That's weird. Never mind. Hey, Myra!
Here.
So check out this... Check out this bone guy.
This bone guy.
Call me crazy. Call me crazy, but he's wearing jeans. But then don't get freaked out.
Okay.
Because it's not how you can get.
Right.
Check out these jeans. Because I think you might recognize them.
I can just go up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jeez, yeah, roll for taking a step.
At this point, like,
trap door.
Booby trap. Oh, they look familiar.
Yeah,
really?
I look down at my own jeans. That person must have had some sort of good fashion.
Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't think anything of it.
Okay, well, personally... And this might be weird to say, I think they're your jeans.
Mm-hmm. How?
I've been looking at you.
Why?
Like, I got a boyfriend. Maybe we should check the pockets?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, let's check the pockets.
To see whose it is?
Constitution again.
As the moon necklace went black as soon as he said that.
I think these are your jeans.
How do you know? I've been looking at you.
A pass.
He would be looking.
Pass.
Oh, dude, you just got
he
one.
Pass?
Bro, he just got a one.
Yeah.
Oh, you put it on the jeans, boy.
Okay. Okay, I'm serious about these jeans. They are your jeans. You are the mother.
You know what they say? They fit the jeans.
Okay.
I didn't know.
The jean fit.
He's like the Cinderella jeans, you know?
Yes.
You all hear a voice in the back of your head. As you guys start like backing up from the closet a little bit and everything, you guys hear a voice, and it says, "Oh, Myra, you're back. So glad you could join us again."
The jeans are talking.
We all hear this in our heads.
You guys all hear this, but since your constitution is so high, I feel like you get to say whatever you want back to it. They're kind of like, what the heck was that? You get to say something back to it as if like it didn't even faze you.
That's
lame. I'm gonna ask, who are you?
I didn't hear it though.
I can't.
All of you guys.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah.
He was saying that's how intense his constitution
is. The reason he gets to respond is because he passed and he did so well.
Oh wait,
I passed.
No, Bella.
Oh yeah, you passed as well. Wait, you failed.
I failed.
Okay.
Wait, so this person's
talking
to Myra. Damn it,
Keeper.
So the reason is, you guys are all going to hear the voice regardless when you pass or fail.
Okay.
He gets to respond to it because he rolled so well.
Oh, okay.
So I grab a nearby blunt weapon.
What?
Okay.
Like a good piece of stick on the floor. I grab this.
That's a good stick.
Okay. Roll?
Why?
You can't just grab something.
Okay, fine. I don't grab anything, and I say, like, what's it to you?
And then you guys hear, Belle and Evan, you are not welcome here.
Who asked for that?
Right?
Whoa.
But, just know, I'm looking forward to having both of you for dinner.
Oh, man.
And each of you are only fighting the inevitable.
Why does she sound like Mancy?
You all will die.
You're coming onto something, aren't you?
And become one of my puppets forever. Or at least until you don't look human anymore.
Wowzy.
That was crazy.
Did you guys
did you catch any of that?
I'm just stunned.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do now?
So, Belle, looks like this lady, or whatever it is has some sort of problem with Myra here.
I'm sorry. She has a problem with y'all. Apparently, I got welcome.
Okay, so if you want to stay here and have a nice
I kind of don't. I don't know why was so happy. Welcome.
You guys start to notice that the door that you guys came in
is closing.
The one that's in the library, it's starting to close.
Yo, I called it. I called it.
I think we gotta skedaddle.
Can we Scooby Doo?
Yes. Little did we know, banana peel on the floor.
You guys all hear from in back of you guys. You're fighting the inevitable. I'm gonna have you guys. So go for now. Did you guys take the book and the pendant?
Well, she had the book.
I have. I'm taking the pendant on his neck. That's turning green as we speak.
I'm very happy right now. I'm happy I got out of there.
No.
Okay, so because you guys are running out and the door's closing, you roll gym class.
Gym class heroes.
No.
24.
No.
Surprise.
The unathletic pretty boy did not.
I pass.
Okay, what do you do to make sure that this door does not close on your two companions? It's because you were in the front. You were the fastest.
I ran into it.
Ram into it? Roll strength.
Damn.
You strong girl, you got this.
You're good.
Like an some shit.
No. You ram the thing to try and keep it open, but you end up ramming it the wrong way, so you kind of hurt your shoulder.
There's a
take
wrong
one
way.
HP.
Okay.
Yeah. Roll gym class again.
Why?
Where is our HP?
All right, okay, you guys are failing. If you guys lose,
HP is in the left side.
Oh, that's what the hit points are?
Okay.
Yeah.
If you guys lose one more time, the door is going to close shut. You guys are going to have to figure out another way of getting out of here. All
right, I'm gym classing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the costume.
Oh my god.
Bro, this is the worst moment.
Bro.
McAllister is our last time. You already rolled. What are you doing again?
It's fine. I'm still not passing it.
McAllister, come on.
Damn.
I just go again.
Okay, the door is now this far open. You guys are finally at the door. You guys need to roll strength. All three of you. Roll strength at the same time. Guys. Hold on. Two of you have to pass to push open this door.
You're
giving us a lot of chances.
Dude, grab the dice.
At the same time?
Yeah.
You guys also feel that the darkness is starting to get closer to you.
Dude, I think you got it.
No, I have 20 gym classes.
No, I said strength.
Oh, strength.
Yeah, you got it.
You're good, dude. Up. You're good.
We're straight.
Okay. You just pass it.
Why do you keep rolling your finger around?
Yeah,
I did it.
You passed? Did you pass?
I didn't pass.
Okay, that's fine.
I was literally two points off.
The
for
two
real?
Successes
Damn.
Of straight, you guys feel something is crawling after you guys in the tunnel. You guys feel the darkness more and more faster approaching you guys, clawing its way, trying to get to you guys, and grabbing you guys. It's almost about to grab you guys' feet. Evan and Myra, together, with the strength of them, of what little strength they have, they push and the door crunches open. It bends a little bit, just enough for you guys to get out. But now you guys need to push it close. All three of you roll strength again.
They have to close the door? That's wild.
You want to let out what's in there?
What do we say?
Hey.
I pass.
Should I roll again?
What is that?
No. Did you fail?
It's
so if it's tip, if it's stuck
the tip,
on a
the tip is what's it's
okay. So roll again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's not accurate.
Evan, did you pass?
Yeah.
I passed.
So you two pass. You guys push so much force onto the wall, trying to close it. It's one click away. Myra, roll gym class one last time for that one final push. You go to push it and then you slip and you fall forward.
What if Shug falling forward makes it close?
Do you guys, you two,
yeah, can my chair just end up closing it? I mean, it's her whole body.
You know what? Roll luck.
And she's like 15.
Roll luck.
It's giving.
Fuck it. What?
What's your luck stat?
26.
Can't you use it?
What do you mean 26?
Wait, use your.
How did I get that luck?
I had 30 to begin with.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, their luck is not super high.
My luck is 75.
Mine's 2.
Evan? No. You two roll luck now.
Oh, God.
I'm giving you guys a heck of a chance.
I pass.
You're really nice.
Because there's.
I pass.
Okay.
36.
Yeah, I pass.
Okay, you guys hear the ghost or whatever was in there mourning.
It just threw up.
And then
yo.
Actually gasped backwards.
Yeah.
And then it came out as a scream. So
it's like the exorcism in here.
And then you guys hear it. The door is now locked into place.
Good.
And you guys see the book. Went back to where it just stuck out just a little bit, where you guys noticed it previously.
Guys, what was that?
Adam Weston Connor in the clinic with Miss Nancy.
All right.
Oh, man.
That lady.
Yeah, right? My action now.
Adam West, looking at Connor, says, gee, man, that was a close one.
Dude, it was. But you know what, man? I'm just happy you're safe.
I'm happy to be here with you, man.
I go to give you a hug.
We give each other a hug. Miss Nancy says, y'all need to be more careful, especially while swimming at the lake. If you're dehydrated, you're not going to make it in the sun. You need to keep drinking your fluids.
But Miss Nancy, you don't understand. Something almost took Adam.
Roll notice stuff. Okay.
What are you noticing?
I know, right?
That's going to be a real question.
What'd you get?
100.
He didn't notice a thing.
There's still a lake muck in your eyes. What's your notice though?
25.
That's so hard. He's nowhere near. Right. You better not give him another chance.
None of you guys notice.
Okay, thank God.
You guys want to notice something very important, but you didn't. Adam Wentz says, Miss Nancy, I swear it wasn't me. I saw something in the water. Miss Nancy, right? When he says that, will noticeably go pale. So you guys notice, because you guys are talking to her, that she goes pale and begins to sweat. And she says, there's nothing in the water. Making up such stories. Be more careful. If you have any more questions, ask the camp director, Bartholomew. And she storms out of the room quickly as possible.
I'm just staring at her with such confusion, and then I look at Adam.
Adam West says, why do you think she looked like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's weird. Like, what was that all about? Connor will notice stuff.
All right.
My gosh. Somebody got a little too defensive.
Somebody, for real.
Oh, three. It's giving.
Ooh! You see the group walking by the clinic. These three.
So, all right, so I see it at the window.
Yeah. Oh, you see it, yeah, because the cabin that you guys are in is kind of like the cabin that has, like, the windows that have the little holes in them that just keep out flies and everything, and there's a fan on the top. So, I mean, it doesn't really have air conditioning. This is, like, true camping.
Right.
So you see them walking by easily.
I can't, like, try to, like, excitedly knock on it.
Yeah, you can.
I want to knock on it so they can see me so I can just wave.
Okay. I'm just going to say you guys noticed that. You guys notice, Evan? I said you guys just noticed.
I passed them.
You notice Evan and Adam in the clinic.
Just yo. Knocking up.
You notice Evan and
and Adam. She Evan. Notices the Evan.
You said
and
Evan. Connor.
It's Connor and Adam.
Bella notices that Connor and Adam West are in the clinic.
Oh, we're meeting back with them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hi, Connor.
Hey, guys.
Wait, why are you guys in the clinic?
You see Adam West. Hey.
Oh, I'm not friends with Adam like that.
Do you guys want to know for real, for real?
What?
I said, you guys want to know?
What's wrong?
Well, something decided want to go ahead and grab Adam. We were out the kayak, and we were on the kayak, and something came up and grabbed his arm.
Adam West looks at Evan, and he's just like,
What's going on, Adam? What's going on, Adam?
And he just gives you a look that's just like, just like in the forest.
Tell him, Adam. Tell him how you passed out.
Yeah. It was... I saw something in the water. And... I don't know what happened. Like, I kind of... Like, my head started rushing. And I passed out. And I was like... And from what... Like, Adam West and our other guy... What was the other guy's name?
Saved.
Oh, wait, did I?
Oh, Xander.
Oh, Xander.
Yes.
Xander
Blade.
From what Xander and Connor tell me, that it was trying to take me into the water.
It did, guys. I seen it.
Oh, well, we came from something even scarier, too.
Well, what happened? Are you okay?
I can't even speak.
Ooh.
It's like,
thankfully I can.
What you see?
Our hero. Oh man.
Guys, you're gonna want to sit down for this one.
Oh great, it's time for lunch. It's time for dinner after. Actually, it's lunch.
I come up to Adam. I smack him in the face and say, this is not a game. Things are serious.
Hey, why?
Calm down. What's your dodge?
My dodge?
Yeah.
Dodge is 20. Oh, God. They talk about your dodges. You want to?
Hey, 28. You're not dodging this.
You know what? Fine. It's a soft. No, I will take it.
It's a soft.
So Adam West takes it, and he looks up at you with these eyes that have seen hell. And then he looks at you just like, you haven't told them anything, have you?
I didn't know.
What did we talk about?
Guys.
Just
say no,
Connor's staring at you guys, listening.
Guys, what's going on?
Waiting.
Okay, chismoso.
Everyone?
Huh?
Chismoso.
Guys, listen.
Connor, Myra.
Bell.
Even I knew.
As if you guys weren't with him.
I think I have to be honest about you.
Huh? Honest about them? No, I'm just kidding.
I think Tom is it black. I'm stressed.
It's not.
And
it's green. You're
dark,
peaceful.
Dark
a bit
green.
Shaken up by the skeleton. Anyway,
skeleton.
I think I have to be honest with you guys about something that Adam and I encountered a bit ago.
Oh,
what?
By the way, write down that Adam. That Adam West takes one damage.
Because
okay.
I slapped him.
Because you slapped him.
Because a light slap.
Oh my gosh, how hard was that?
It was just like
that?
To get him to react, but it wasn't.
He's in the clinic.
Again, I slapped him so hard.
He's weak.
Probably grabbed him by the shirt and went.
Right?
Serious.
You backhand him or something?
He went deaf for like
no,
a few seconds.
No. Aiden would not backhand someone that. Me.
Okay, so. I'm going to have that all of you go to the mess hall, and it's lunchtime. All of you guys grab lunch, and Miss Nancy has served a whole bunch of food and gave you guys the food. Nothing was said.
What kind of food?
And for today, you guys are all having pizza.
Pizza!
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
pizza
Connor.
Pizza with a Gatorade.
Gatorade?
Ooh.
Yeah. Singing before Gatorade in this camp is awesome.
As we're eating, I look at Evan's pendant or chain or necklace.
Pendant?
Whatever it is. Medallion.
Pendant.
What?
Pendant.
Pendant. And then I look at it, I go grab it, and I go, Evan, what's this?
Oh.
I didn't grab it, I just put my hand under to look.
Oh,
I just grabbed
him. Yeah, but you're touching him, so
in his personal space.
Connor, you know a little thing called personal space, Connor?
I'm sorry.
Space invader.
It was just looking at me. I just wanted to see.
Looking at you. Does it have eyes, Connor?
It's green going blue.
You don't know that. I put it under my shirt.
Wait, why did I grab your hand? Now it's turning pink. Okay, well, let's stop.
While you guys, the moment that you mentioned the pendant, all of you guys, roll notice them.
Go ahead.
You go first.
No, go ahead.
Ladies first.
Oh, okay.
Well, ladies first.
you didn't say that? Never mind.
24. I didn't notice a thing.
I fell by like 4.
Anybody want to use luck to help out there?
Actually, I'll use it.
Hey.
I'll use my luck.
You use 4 luck?
Yeah.
How much luck do you have?
I have 75.
I have 75 too.
What's wrong with you guys?
So I'll have 71.
Just lucky people.
Okay.
So I have 71.
So remember, guys, in this game, if you want to pass a roll, you can use your luck for it.
Yeah, I'm not close.
Okay. Because you pass and nobody else notices, you see, you remember that pendant. You remember the other half of that pendant.
You do. I do.
And that other half was on Emily.
Stop it.
Oh, true.
The hater?
We don't notice.
Yeah, you don't notice.
I'm not noticing as well. I'm saying it's like a
suddenly
fourth wall.
Ralphie runs up to you guys. Guys, did you guys find my brother?
Oh.
Are we supposed to do that? Are we supposed to do that?
And we're gonna.
No!
That's wild.
Why are you doing this to my anxiety?
Not the cliffhanger.
What a cliffhanger. That was episode 9 of Camp. We delved into a world of secret doors, skeletons, and all things mysterious. Join us as we unravel the secrets behind it all. We will explore the intriguing realm of mysteries waiting to be solved. Tune in to experience the excitement as we journey through the unknown in this captivating episode of Beyond Adventure. Beyond Adventure cast consists of Daniel Ortegi as the Keeper, Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, Joseph Ferris as our producer, and me, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear, an editor of the podcast. Intro and outro is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow him on Instagram at Daniel Matos TJD for more. Also, guys, a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them also on Instagram at guildhall.lounge, and we have also social media. Follow us and send us your questions. And join us in 2 weeks for the next episode of Campfire.